Well, good morning. It's very good to see each of you here tonight, this morning, rather.
早上好，我们对中国的弟兄姊妹说早上好，非常高兴见到你们在线上。
Last week we looked at the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
上一周呢，我们讲到了圣灵的洗这么一个概念。
During the week, though, as I prayed about the message for this coming week, I thought perhaps we should look at this, a little more in detail.
那这一周呢，我为这个今天的课做了一些祷告。那我感觉呢，还是要是不是能够更细的，讲一讲这个概念。
The coming of the Holy Spirit was an entirely new thing.
因为圣灵的降临呢，是一个非常全新的事情，在新约里面。
And the book of Acts is taken up with the history of the coming of the Holy Spirit.
那使徒行传呢，就是在历史上，把圣灵降临这样的一个事实呢，讲清楚了。
On the day of Pentecost,The Jews were, received the Holy Spirit.
在五旬节的时候呢，犹太人接受了圣灵。
And we saw last week that was the baptism of the church. The birth of the church happened on the day of Pentecost.
那我们上一周意识到呢，经过学习，这就是教会的诞生。那教会整体在圣灵里受洗啊，就是在五旬节的时候。
We read that the day of Pentecost when it had fully come, that was not to be ever repeated again.
五旬节的这样圣灵的配降啊，在圣经里呢，没有再有这样的记述。
However, later in the book of Acts, we find that the apostles.They go up to Samaria and the Samaritans receive the Holy Spirit.
但是在使徒行传的后面呢，我们看见，使徒们去撒玛利亚，那撒玛利亚人也接受了圣灵。
And later, they go down to Caesarea where the Gentiles now receive the Holy Spirit.
再往后呢，他们去了凯撒利亚就在哥尼流那儿外邦人也接受了圣灵。
That's in Acts chapter 10.
那是使徒行传十章的内容。
Then in chapter 19, Paul is going through Ephesus and he meets some of John the Baptist's disciples.
那在使徒行传十九章呢，保罗呢去了以弗所，碰到了一些呢信施洗约翰所讲的道的人。
And, they also receive the Holy Spirit.
在那个场合里呢，他们也接受了圣灵。
So we have these four instances recorded in the book of Acts of the coming of the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，在使徒行传里一共这样的记述有四次，就是圣灵降下的记述，一共四次。
So tonight, I'd like to look at those four comings of the Holy Spirit.
所以今晚呢，我们要认真查考这四次的圣灵降临。
There is much confusion, concerning them. And so it's good for us maybe to spend an evening to see if we can find out why these four comings happened.
所以呢，因为在这四次的事件里呢，各造成了很多大家的误解啊，所以我们盼望呢，用一晚上的时间，我们来详细解释一下，这四次到底什么意义啊。
Now turn with me, first of all, to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16.
我们一起先来看呢，提摩太后书的三章十六节。
This series of messages are teaching messages on what God has revealed to us in His scriptures.
那这些呢是教导的，圣经，在告诉我们圣经本身 是怎么神用来启示我们真理的。
It's not what, what a man, what men might say, but what do the scriptures teach themselves?
所以这不是人怎么说的，而是圣经自己是如何说的。
Second Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16.
提摩太后书三章十六节。
We read, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
圣经都是神所默示的，与教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义都是有益的。叫属神的人得以完全预备行各样的善事。
So we read here again a couple of things just to remind you of that all scripture is inspired or God breathed.
那首先呢，我们知道所有的圣经都是神启示的，或者说神呼出的。
These are God's words and not men's words.
所以这不是人说的话，是神的话。
The second thing I would point out here is that it's good for those four things, doctrine, that tells us the way we ought to go, what the truth is.
那这里有四件事情啊，在十六节讲到，首先是教训啊，那其实就是教义啊，就告诉我们什么是真理啊，道路啊，要该往哪里去。
It's also good for reproof. In other words, when we go astray, the word of God convicts us and tells us when we've gone astray.
那督责呢，就是当我们走错的时候呢，圣经会告诉我们啊，错了啊，我们应该要被责备，要回来。
It also is able to correct us. How do we get back on the way?
同时呢，它会使人归正，就是让我们能够回到正确的路上来。
And then the fourth thing that it mentions here is instruction in righteousness. That is, it shows us how to keep on the way.
那同时有教导人学义，告诉我们如何持守在对的路上。
And the purpose of this is found there in verse 17.
那这个四件事情的目的的就在十七节了。
So that the man of God or the woman of God may be absolutely complete.
所以叫属神的人，弟兄和姊妹可以得以完全。
In other words, we don't need to look anywhere else for instruction, for doctrine, for reproof, or for correction.
这就意味着呢，我们不用在世界其他地方来找教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义的内容。
And it says that we can be thoroughly equipped. Everything that we need to be equipped for this life, in order to be able to do every good work.
所以我们足够从圣经里得着今生所需的属灵真理的装备，预备行各样善事的装备，全都在圣经里。
So what I'm emphasizing here is that we are going to look at what the Word of God says, not what we think it says, but what the Word of God actually says itself.
所以这就意味着呢，我们要看的是圣经自己在说什么，不是我认为神在说什么。我们要回到圣经本身，他在说什么。
And I might add that we need to look at all the scriptures. You can't just take some favorite passages and call that your doctrine. You need the whole of scripture.
同时呢，我们要一整本圣经来看神启示的真理，而不是从当中抽出一段，加上我自己喜欢想要的解读。
And as Paul wrote to Timothy in his first letter, he said, be diligent, showing yourself to be a workman, that does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Which verse?
First Timothy and,
Chapter 2, verse 15.
二章十五节。
Second Timothy?
First Timothy, oh sorry, Second Timothy, yes.
Second Timothy 2:15, yes, sorry.
提摩太后书二章十五节。提摩太后书二章十五节说，你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解神的道，分解真理。
So, much effort is necessary in order to be able to rightly divide the word of truth.
所以这是非常重要的，按照正义来分解神的道，是非常重要的一个工作。
So tonight we'll be turning to many scriptures to look at the doctrines that we've outlined at the beginning.
所以今天呢，我们会看很多的经文，然后来看看我们一开始讲的这个教义啊，是跟经文是如何支持的。
Now, if at any time, there's something that is not clear or understood, please stop and ask any questions. These studies are for your benefit, not for ours, and they're sent forth in love to you, that our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the truth, he might be glorified.
所以呢，如果有什么不理解或疑问的时候呢，请大家提出来，因为这样的一个查经呢，是为了大家的益处啊，不是为了我们的益处，是神的真理是在爱中赐下的。
Now, Mr. Summers, would you have anything to say at this point that you might like to add?
Oh, carry on.
Okay, thank you. Well, then let's take a look at the coming of the Holy Spirit.
我们一起来看看圣灵的降临。
We looked last time that the coming of the Holy Spirit was prophesied in the Old Testament.
上一周我们提到呢，圣灵的降临在旧约呢是有预言的。
It was announced by John the Baptist, who was the last prophet and the forerunner of the Messiah.
他是被施洗的约翰来宣誓的，来宣称出来，因为他是最后一个先知，他也是耶稣基督的先锋。
And in each of the Gospels, we read four times over that John said, I baptize with water, but one is coming after me who will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
那四个福音书里都提到呢，施洗约翰说呢，我是用水施洗，那要来的那一位是以圣灵与火来施洗。
And we saw last time how that when Jesus was glorified and ascended to heaven, he sent the promise of the Father on the day of Pentecost.
那这就是上一次我们提到耶稣升天的时候，他怎么把神的应许啊，在五旬节给出来啊。
Please turn to Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传一章。
Verse 4.
一章四节。
And 5.
和五节。
Being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.
耶稣和他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的，约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。
Now he mentions when that would take place, not many days. In matter of fact, it was 10 days later that they were baptized with the Holy Spirit.
他提到的不多几日，事实上呢是十天之后圣灵就降下来。
And there we read in chapter 2, when the Holy Spirit came on that day, they were baptized that day.
所以我们读到二章呢，圣灵就在那一天呢降下，同一天呢，教会受洗，受圣灵的洗。
It says that they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. They were all, the tongues of flame all came there on them, and they were all filled with the, Holy Spirit. In verse 4.
在第四节的时候呢，他们就都被圣灵充满啊，然后呢，圣灵像降下的时候又有舌头如火焰显现出来。
So that all the disciples, we read there were about 120 of them, but they were all filled with the Spirit.
我们读到呢，一共有大概120名门徒啊，他们那天都被圣灵充满。
And as we will see, in the other three instances where the Holy Spirit came, they were all a group that received the Holy Spirit at one time.
那我们等会儿看见的三次的圣灵降下的例子呢，也都是跟这个类似，都是一群人一次性的得着。
We don't read anywhere of a single person being baptized with the Holy Spirit.
所以我们在圣经里从来没有读到一个人受圣灵的洗，没有这种记载。
The only baptism that we read of in Scripture is what he said, not many days from now, and then when Pentecost fully came, that was the answer, fulfilled prophecy that he made 10 days before.
对，唯一提到的呢，在我们刚才读的两段经文里啊，耶稣先做了预言，十天之后呢，圣灵降下，应验了这个圣灵要来的预言。
Now notice this. Who was baptized on that day?
对，那一天谁被受洗了呢？
They were all Jews.
全都是犹太人。
There was the one baptism, came that day, and the Jews were baptized into that one body.
所以一个圣灵的洗降下的时候呢，所有的犹太人都被这一次的施洗和受洗呢加到了这个教会里。
Now, what happened that day?
那一天发生了什么呢？
Let's just look at this for a moment. If we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12,
我们看一段另外的经文啊，《哥林多前书》十二章。
This is a review from last week before we continue on.
我稍微回顾一下上周的内容啊，我们再继续往下。
In verse 12, read from verse 12. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 12.
哥林多前书十二章十二节。
For as the body is one and has many members, notice that, the body is one with many members.
就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体啊！注意它的表述是身子是一个，肢体有许多。
Then he emphasizes it by saying, "But all the members of that one body, being many, are one body. So is Christ, one body."
而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身体，一个身子。基督也是这样，一个身子。
That is the body of Christ.
这就是基督的身体。
The body of Christ is only baptized once.
所以基督的身体呢，只有一次的施洗啊。
And that is upon its foundation.
就是在教会建立的时候。
And that is the birth of the church.
教会的出生的时候。
And from there, when a person believes, they become sealed by the Holy Spirit and included into the body in actual fact. However,
当之后呢，一个人是得救的时候呢，他就受了圣灵的印记啊，然后呢，事实上被接近了这个教会。
They're not baptized into the body. They were baptized, it says there in verse 13, for in one spirit we were all baptized into one body.
因为他们已经受过洗了、啊、就是在十三节讲到都从一位圣灵成了受洗成了一个身体。
It doesn't say that we are being baptized into one body.
所以他这里是有时态的、啊、在十三节这里他并不是说呢我们正在被受洗成为一个。
That is a continual baptism every time someone believes.
如果是这样的一个时态呢就应该是不停的每个人得救不停的受圣灵的洗这是一个不断进展的过程、啊、如果是这个时态的话。
But it says that in one spirit we were all baptized in that one body, into that one body.
在十三节的这个都从一位圣灵受洗呢，因为中文看不见时态啊，在原文里其实是过去时啊，已经发生了的事情。
That word were baptized means that it is a past and completed work.Never to be repeated.
对这个时态很重要，就说明了这个是已经发生了、完成了的事情，不会再重复了。
But we come into the good of it the moment we trust the Lord Jesus Christ. We come into the good of that.
所以当我们信靠耶稣基督的那一刻呢，我们就得着了这个喜啊，也就是圣灵的好处啊、益处。
Now, to be fair.There are people that use the word that we are baptized the moment we believe. But scripture doesn't say that.
所以有的时候呢可能会有牧者会说我们在信的时候呢受圣灵的洗啊。但是呢这的确并不是圣经准确的启示。
The example, of course, we could use is,When we are forgiven of sins. When were we forgiven of our sins?
那比方说那我们得着罪的赦免啊，我们得着罪赦免是什么时候呢？
It says in the scripture that Christ died for our sins.
圣经是这么说的，圣子基督为我们的罪死了。
2,000 years ago, the payment was made on Calvary's cross for your sin and mine.
所以这就意味着呢 ,2000 年前你我的罪的所有永恒里的代价在那2000年前十字架上就已经付上了。
However, we only come into the good of that when we believe that finished work was accomplished 2,000 years ago.
我们得着这赦罪的好处是当我们信的时候。但是呢这个好处在2000年前就已经完成了。
In the same way, there was one body that was baptized, and they were just those few Jewish believers on the day of Pentecost that formed the body of Christ.
所以在2000年前同样五旬节降下的时候呢圣灵降下的时候呢也是一次圣灵施洗给教会虽然那个时候只有120个犹太人进到教会里。
And when a person believes, they are sealed by the Spirit and anointed by the Spirit, and they are included into the good of that baptism.
当一个人在之后的时间里得救了他被圣灵印上印被圣灵膏抹也同时得着圣灵的一切益处。
But before we move on to the other groups and have a look at that, I'd like you to turn to Acts chapter 2 again.
我们再回到使徒行传的二章啊，在我们看另外三处圣灵降临的之前。
And what happened on that day was the sign gift of tongues was in evidence.Demonstrating outwardly that the disciples had received the Holy Spirit.
在二章的一开始几节呢，那舌头如火焰显现出来，这是一个外显的迹象，或者说征兆啊，来证明圣灵降下来这么样的一个方式。
Now, people in the neighborhood had heard that huge wind that was coming from that room, and they rushed into that room to find out what had taken place up there.
那周围的邻居呢，就听到一阵大风啊，吹到这个房子里，所以他们就跑过来看到底发生了什么。
And so they thought that the disciples, the apostles and disciples were drunk.
然后他们看见就以为门徒们啊喝醉了。
But Peter, he stood up and he's in verse 14, we read, Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words, for these are not drunk as you suppose, since it's only the third day, third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh.
14节二章，彼得和十一个使徒站起，高声说，犹太人和一切住在耶路撒冷的人呐，这件事你们当知道，也当侧耳听我的话。你们想这些人是醉了，其实不是醉了，因为这时候刚到四初，也就是早晨，这正是先知约珥所说，神说，在末后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。
Now, Peter's not saying that Joel's prophecy was fulfilled that day.
彼得没有说呢，约珥的预言在那一天应验了。
What he's pointing out to them is that the Spirit that was promised in the Old Testament, God had given on this day of Pentecost, that Spirit that had been promised in the Old Testament for the last days.
他只是在说呢，神应许给的，这在末后的日子要给的圣灵呢，在这一天呢，应验了。
The reason why we can say that it's not a fulfillment of Joel's prophecy, it's what we call there's a double fulfillment. That's one of the things we run into in the scriptures, where we have a double fulfillment.
那这里呢，约珥所说的这个预言呢，事实上有双重的应验。圣经这是非常常见的一个现象，这只是第一次的应验。不是全部的，还要应验两次。
Some prophecies have a partial fulfillment at one time, but yet await a complete fulfillment at a later time.
很多旧约的预言呢，是要先有一个部分的应验，然后再等很长一段时间之后全部的应验。
And so, we read there.As you read that portion down, verse 19, for example, we don't see these signs that were given on the day of Pentecost.
比方说，彼得所说的这些话到十九、二十节的时候呢，我们就没有看见这些经文在使徒行传讲到的五旬节当时应验还没有。
So in verses 19 and 20, We read, I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord.
十九节，在天上我要显出奇事，在地下我要显出神迹，有血，有火，有烟雾，日头要变为黑暗，月亮要变为雪。这都在主大而明显的日子未到以前。
So that what Peter's saying is that what was promised is not the completion of the prophecy, but that there was a partial fulfillment of that promise that was made to Joel, because the complete prophecy will be finished when the Lord comes, on the day of the Lord, when he comes in power and glory to this earth to set up his kingdom.
所以彼得在这里引用的这段经文，彼得想引用的其实是这段经文的前面半段的应验，也就是神应许赐圣灵的应验。但是呢，后面半段的应验呢，要等到主耶稣再来的那大而可畏的耶和华的日子，审判的日子的时候，大灾难的时候才会应验。So
he continues his message on that day, and we go down to verse 33 to summarize.
我们继续往下看到跳到33节，我们来看。Therefore,
he says, being exalted to the right hand of God and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this, that is the Spirit that Joel prophesied that would come before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. But this is a special pouring out that what you now see and hear, he says.
33节, 他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。这就是应验了，在约珥书所说的这个圣灵赐下，也就在五旬节应验了。So
it was a partial fulfillment. What Peter is saying here, he was identifying what the phenomenon was. It's the Spirit of God. But this prophecy won't be fulfilled until a future time.
那彼得有这么一个演说的原因是大家不知道这个意象到底什么意思啊。 那彼得要解释，这个是应验了约珥书的这段预言，赐下圣灵的预言。但是呢，这是一个部分的应验，要到最后全部才能应验。我们还没看到后半部分。And
we must remember that the church, the body of Christ, was not a truth that was seen or spoken of by the prophets directly in the Old Testament.
那我们也要看见呢， 旧约呢没有讲到教会这么一个预言，这个在旧约是隐藏的。This
was a mystery that was hidden in God from before the foundation of the world.
所以呢，教会这样的一个概念，在旧约呢是奥秘，在新约一直用奥秘这个词，它是从万事以先神的旨意里呢，它就隐藏的一个奥秘。
So to summarize, on the day of Pentecost, the body of Christ made up of all Jews was baptized with the Holy Spirit. The Spirit came that one time baptizing them in, and the person of the Lord Jesus was the one that baptized them.
所以我们总结一下呢， 在五旬节的时候，圣灵按着应许被降下赐下，耶稣是那施洗者，整个教会整体一次在圣灵里被施洗，而当时进到教会里的也是最初的教会的120个人都是犹太人。And
so that's the you might call the initial coming of the Holy Spirit. It was the baptism into one body.
所以我们可以管这第一次圣灵的降临呢，叫做把教会施洗成为一个身体，这么一次降临。Now,
the second one I'd like to look at is found in Acts chapter 10. Now,
the 我们要看的是使徒行传的十章。
And this was the Gentiles.
这个是外邦人的。
And this was a crisis. This marked a crisis in the plan of God.
嗯，这是一个危机啊，在当时，在神的计划里，它是个危机。
In Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18.
马太福音的28章的18节。
This is the great commission given to the disciples just before the Lord Jesus was ascended into heaven.
这是耶稣给到所有门徒的大使命，在他升天之前。
And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and in earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age."
耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给了我，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Notice that he tells them to go and make disciples of all nations.
注意耶稣的命令是使万民做我的门徒。
These were Jews.
而听这个命令的人当时是犹太人。
They were to go out to all the nations.
他们被命令去到各地各各族。
Now look at Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
我们来到使徒行传的一章八节。
Here again we see the commission, another commission that is given here. We're not given all the words in one place. But this again is, he talks about the commission and the great plan whereby they would go out and take the word of God out to the whole world.
所以这里呢，我们看见这大的使命啊，再一次用另外的话语来给出来啊，所以这个并不只是在一个地方讲到，在这里也提到要去全地啊，做他的见证。
So he says to them, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth."
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
So he tells them there, that little group of Christians, that his disciples, that when the Holy Spirit comes, they'll receive power to be his witnesses to the uttermost parts of the earth.
所以他也告诉这一群的犹太人，他的门徒们要去啊，使万民做他的门徒，做他要去全地做见证。
And we see when you read through the book of Acts how that power of witnessing was given to them.
在整个使徒行传你也看见这样做见证的能力啊，怎样给到了使徒们。
And I might say that at this point, all the signs and wonders and gifts and so on, they were to authenticate the message.
这里呢，我要先要岔开讲一个点啊，就是所有的神迹奇事啊，都只有一个目的，来证明使徒所说的道是真的。
But then, what I might want to point out here is that there was a problem with this command. As far as the Jews were concerned.
为什么要提这两节经文呢？因为对于犹太人来说呢，这里会有一个问题。
And that's because the Jews, they couldn't mix, they didn't mix with the Gentiles.
那就是犹太人呢，他们不能和外邦人混起来啊。
In other words, there was a great divide between the Jew and the Gentile.
因为按照当时的犹太律法呢，那他们是要和外邦人清楚地分开的。
And this great wall that was up between the Jew and the Gentile had to be broken down.
那这样的一个高墙呢，在犹太人和外邦人之间的高墙呢，需要被打掉。
And the story that happens in the house of Cornelius shows us how God broke that wall down.
所以在哥尼流家发生的事呢，就告诉我们神是怎样把这座高墙除去的。
Now I'd like you to turn with me to Matthew chapter 18.
我们来看马太的十八章。
Peter had been given a special task or a special commission that was on behalf of all the disciples, but he it was that was given this special commission.
彼得呢得着了一个特别的任务。
Acts chapter, Matthew chapter 16, sorry. Matthew chapter 16.
太的十六章。
And it's the portion there between verses 13 and 19.
十三到十九节这个部分。
What had happened? This was the end of, or this was the pivotal point in the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个是主耶稣的服事的一个非常关键的时刻。
Previously to this, he had been preaching the kingdom of heaven to the nation of Israel, and if they had received their king, he would have set up the kingdom.
在这之前呢，他一直在讲的信息呢，其实是天国临近了啊，这样的一个信息，天国的福音的信息。如果犹太人在当时接受了呢，耶稣就在当时建立了天国，建立了国度在地上。
But this is a watershed.
所以今天我们这段看的呢，是一个分水岭的经文。
From this point on,we'll notice then verse 21, he begins to say that he's going to go up to Jerusalem and he's going to suffer and die.
所以从16章的21节开始，耶稣才第一次开始说他要去耶路撒冷要受难啊，他开始做这样的预言。
So he's no longer offering the kingdom openly. What he's doing now is his face is towards the cross.
所以他不再在讲呢天国的福音了。从此之后呢，从那个点分水岭之后呢，他开始定睛看十字架了。
The nation had rejected him.
因为整个国度呢已经拒绝了他。十字
架。And now he's testing his disciples.
所以他开始要测试啊，试验他的门徒。
Verse 13, he says, when Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? So they said, some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. And he said to them, but who do you say that I am?
耶稣到了凯撒利亚腓立比的境内，就问门徒说，人说我，人子是谁？他们说，有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是耶利米或是先知里的一位。耶稣说，你们说我是谁？
You see, the many, they did not know who he was. They didn't know him. But Peter, he says in verse 16, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
16节，西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And Jesus answered, said to him, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
耶稣对他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。
And I also say to you that you are Peter, And on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it.
我还要告诉你, 你是彼得, 我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上, 阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
And it's at this critical time that he first mentions the church.
在这一次呢, 关键的时刻, 他开始第一次提到教会。
This is the first mention of the church in the scriptures.
这是整本圣经第一次提到，正式提到教会。
He doesn't tell them what it is. He doesn't give them any instructions. They didn't have an understanding at all.
他也没告诉他们什么意义，他也没告诉他们命令，因为他们完全不明白。
Now the Catholics, they make the mistake of thinking that the church is built upon Peter, but that's not what the Lord Jesus is saying.
天主教呢，在这呢有一点误解啊，他们觉得呢，这些经文告诉我们教会是在彼得基础上建立的啊，这其实不是神这个意思。
If the church was built on Peter, then the gates of hell would certainly prevail, as Satan used Peter's mouth one time.
那如果教会是建立在彼得身上呢，那阴间的权柄当然会胜过。 因为撒旦还曾经用过，还胜过彼得啊，所以彼得不可能是这个阴间胜过阴间的权柄。He says Peter
means little stone.
所以彼得的意思呢是小石头的意思。But
this rock, he says, the rock, what he's referring to here, that rock is the rock of the revelation that the Father gave to Peter, which is that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
所以他这里说我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，这个磐石不是指彼得，彼得的原意是小石头，这磐石是什么？磐石就是刚刚那重要的启示，就是耶稣是基督，是神永生神的儿子，这个是那个最重要的。
Now, in verse 19,
19节,
he says to Peter, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
我要把天国的钥匙给你,凡你在地上所捆绑的,在天上也要捆绑,凡你在地上所释放的,在天上也要释放。Now,
he didn't say, I gave you the keys of heaven.
他这里没有用复数啊，我要把天国的钥匙给你，这个钥匙是单数。They
are the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
嗯，天国的，他要把天国的钥匙啊，它不是天堂的钥匙啊，它不是单复数的区别。The
kingdom of heaven, as he explained in Matthew, a couple of chapters earlier, Matthew 13, if you read that chapter, you'll see that there was all kinds of people in the kingdom of heaven. There was the wheat and there was the tares. That is, the kingdom of heaven is the sphere of profession upon earth.
所以这里天国的钥匙呢，我们可以看马太福音的十三章啊，这里有很多的比喻，这个比喻里呢，我们都会发现呢，有好的有坏的。 所以天国呢是指整个地上啊，口头说、口头称自己是基督徒的啊，或者相信的这么一大群，好的坏的都在里面。In
the kingdom of heaven, that's the sphere of the profession that people believe in Jesus, and they may be a real belief or not a real belief.
所以天国呢？ 是一群口头称信的人，他们有可能有的是真信的，有的没有。I
hope that's clear. We're not talking about entrance into the church, which is his body. That only comes from true believers that have trusted the Lord Jesus and are sealed by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们并不是在说进天堂，或者说真正的教会、普世教会的一员那样的，必须是信徒啊。 那也只能是信的人才会有，但这里呢它并不是指这个意思，它是指整个全部的地上说信的人都在里面。
But in the kingdom of heaven, you have all kinds, that is, wherever Christ is professed, that is the kingdom of heaven. Not necessarily have entered into the kingdom of God, however.
那所以天国呢是所有称信的人都在啊，那并不一定每个人都最终会进到天堂。
So the kingdom of heaven, then Peter was given the keys to that.
所以这样的一个钥匙呢是给到了彼得啊。
Notice that the keys are in plural.
所以这里呢钥匙是复数。
And we believe that there was, those keys were two keys.
我们相信呢这个钥匙呢是两把。
On the day of Pentecost, he opened up the kingdom of heaven to the nation of Israel in his preaching that day, and 3,000 souls went into the kingdom of heaven that day.
所以在五旬节那一天呢，是彼得的一篇讲道，3,000人得救受洗了。那那一天呢，这把给犹太人的钥匙呢，彼得打开了。
Now,
去天国的。
Could, we can't guarantee that every one of those 3,000 souls was truly saved. We don't know that. Only God knows that.
3,000个人最终都是信的得救的，我们不知道。
But there were added to them on that day, it says, 3,000 souls.
但是在那一天呢，3,000个人加进来了。
So, when we come now to the 10th chapter of the book of Acts, we see he uses the second key to open up the door to the Gentiles.
所以呢，到第十章的时候，《使徒行传》呢，他就开始用第二把钥匙，这把给外邦人的钥匙来开呢，给外邦人进天国的钥匙。
The gospel was to go out to the whole world, but it couldn't come because there was a Jewish prejudice there.
所以福音是给到全地的，但是呢，外邦人进不来，因为犹太人是有一个偏见的。Eric?
Yeah, I
leave first.
Okay, I'm sorry you have to go.Good evening, Yanling.
Good evening. Go ahead.
Or good morning. Good morning for our folks. Yes. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Go ahead.
Okay. You know the story of Acts chapter 10.
大家都知道使徒行传十章的这个故事。
Where, Peter is in the house down he's in Tarsus.
那时候彼得呢在他施的一个地方一个人家里住着。
Now, up in Caesarea, there was a Roman soldier, a centurion. We read in Acts chapter 10.
在十章的一节里面讲到在凯撒利亚有一个人名叫哥尼流是意大利营的百夫长。
And he, it says there that he was in verse two, he was a devout man, one who feared God with all his household, who gave alms generously to the people, that is to the Jewish people, and prayed to God always.
在第二节里面讲到他是个虔诚人他和全家都敬畏神多多周济百姓这里的百姓是指犹太人常常祷告神。
He was a worthy man.
他是一个很尊贵的人。
And so, we read in verse, that an angel came in to him,About the ninth hour, verse 3, and he saw a vision, And the angel said to him, Cornelius.
第三节我们看到就是在他在异象中就看见神的一个天使对他说哥尼流。
He says, your prayers and your alms have come up for memorial before God. Now send men to Joppa and send for Simon, whose surname is Peter. He's lodging with Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the sea. He will tell you what you must do.
然后天使就对他说你的祷告和你的周济达到神面前已蒙纪念了。现在你当打发人往约帕去请那称呼彼得的西门来。他住在海边一个削皮匠西门的家里房子在海边上他会告诉你你要怎么做的。
Now, Cornelius wasn't saved. He was a good man. He was living the light that he had, but he was not saved.
哥尼流他是个好人他也照着神所给启示他的那一部分真理他照样的去生活但他还没有得救。
So he sends for Peter.
所以他就派人去找彼得了。
Now, Peter had a problem.
那彼得呢有一个问题。
Peter wouldn't eat with the Gentiles.
因为他不愿意和外邦人一起吃饭。
You see, the Jew, was separate from the Gentile for a reason.
因为犹太人呢他是和外邦人分离的是他是有原因的。
When the whole world had fallen into idolatry, God called one man, Abraham, out of idolatry.
当全地的人都在拜偶像的时候呢，神呼召了一个人叫亚伯拉罕的，从这拜偶像的人群中分离出来。
And he said, I'll make you a great nation.
神说我要使你成为大国。
And he gave him his law, gave him his laws.
神把律法赐给了他。
There was the ceremonial laws, their practices, they were meant to separate them from the sins and the idolatry of the surrounding nations.
这律法里面呢就包括一些节气的还有仪式上的一些规定就是让他们呢和周围一些拜偶像的众民分别出来。
And this was to serve two purposes.
这样做呢有两个目的。
First, it would be a means by which the nation, God's people, would remain pure from the idolatry and sin of the nations around.
一个呢是使这属神的民族呢能够脱离这拜偶像还有这周围各国的人的这个罪能够保持圣洁。
And secondly, they were to be a witness to those nations.
第二个目的呢是使他们能够成为周围这些国家的见证。
And God was going to dwell in their midst, and they would then be a light to the Gentiles.
神要住在他们中间，他们要成为外邦人的光。
But what happened was they failed terribly.
但后来发生的事情呢证明他们特别大的失败了。
And the Jews, they were so proud, they thought they were better than the Gentiles.
他们相反特别骄傲他们认为他们比外邦人要好。
And there was a lot of prejudice against the Gentiles.
即他们对外邦人呢有很多的偏见。
And as a result,The Gentiles resented that very much.
所以外邦人呢也很抵触这些犹太人。
And that accounts for a lot of anti-Semitism even to this day.
所以即使到现在还有很多这反犹太教的这种情绪在外邦人当中。
But Christ has come as a savior of the world, the whole world.
但是基督来到这世上呢是做全世界人的救主的。
And he's come as a Jew in order that the whole world might be saved.
他虽然身为犹太人但目的是使全世界人都能得救。
But first of all, in order for the message of the gospel to go out to the Gentile, Jewish prejudice must be broken down altogether.
所以为了福音能够传到所有的外邦人，传到全地区呢，那么犹太人的偏见必须先要被打破。
And so this prejudice was in Peter's heart.
彼得心里也有这种偏见。
And so the Lord gives him a vision while he's sleeping.
所以当彼得睡觉的时候呢，神就给了他一个异象。
And the vision is a sheet comes down from heaven with all kinds of living things in it.
这异象呢，就是从天上降下一块大布，里面装满了各样的活物。
They're unclean things for a Jew.
对犹太来说呢，这些活物都是不洁净的。
And God says to him, Peter, rise, kill, and eat.
然后神对彼得说，你起来，把他们宰了吃。
And Peter said, not so, Lord, because I've never eaten anything unclean.
然后彼得说，神呢，我不能啊，因为我从来不吃不洁净的东西。
And the message that was given three times as the sheet went down three times, he said, Peter, what God has cleansed, don't you call unclean.
所以这个意象呢，重复了三次，然后神说呢，神所洁净的彼得，你不能认为是不洁净的。
And so Peter realizes then that God is going to do something different. Then suddenly there's a knock on the door.
这时候呢，彼得也意识到神要做一点不同的事情了。就在这个时候呢，有人来敲门。
And God had told him that there were going to be some men that would be coming and to go with them. They'd be Gentiles, but go with them.
然后神也提前告诉他，有人要来找他，他要跟着这些外邦人一起走。
And the men that came from Cornelius, Peter went with them, and the Holy Spirit told Peter, rise, go with them, because I have sent them.
然后彼得呢，就按照圣灵说的，他说你起来跟他们走，因为是我派他们来的。然后彼得就跟着哥尼流派来的人呢走了。
Then in verse 28 of chapter 10, Peter says to them as he comes in and talks to them, you know how unlawful it is for a Jewish man to keep company with one or to go to one another nation. But God has shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Therefore I came without objection. As soon as I was sent for. Why have you sent me for me?
所以我们看这个十章二十八节，当彼得进去了以后呢，就对他们说，你们知道犹太人和别国的人亲近来往本是不合理的，但神已经指示我，无论什么人都不可看作属而不洁净的，所以我被请的时候就不推辞而来。现在请问，你们叫我来有什么意思呢？
So then, verse 32, Cornelius says that he was there, he was told that there was Peter was in Joppa, and when he comes, he will speak to you, and you will hear things commanded you by God, in verse 33.
然后在32、33节里面呢，哥尼流就跟他解释，他说是天使告诉我要打发人到约帕去把你请来，请来了以后呢，我们要听主所吩咐你的一切话。
So then in verse 34, Peter opens his mouth, he uses the second key, as it were.
所以在第34节呢，彼得就开口说，这个时候呢，他就开始用了第二把钥匙。
And he preaches to them.
然后他对他们讲到了。
We don't have time to go over his message, but as he preaches, it's a message of the gospel that you would preach today.
我们没有时间一节一节看他讲到的内容，但是他讲的这个就是福音，就是我们今天传讲的福音同样的内容。
It's a message, basically, Christ died for our sins, he was buried, he rose again the third day, he's coming back to judge,And that he is, whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins.
他讲到的主要内容呢，就是耶稣为我们的罪死了，埋葬了，第三天又复活了，然后他还会来审判这世界，凡是接受他相信他的人呢，就罪就得赦免了。
Now that's the same gospel that you preach to your neighbor.
这也是你今天要跟你邻居传讲福音的内容。
Now look what happened.
然后我们看这以后发生了什么。
Verse 44, while Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word.
44节，彼得还说这话的时候，圣灵降在一切听到的人身上。
And those of the circumcision, that is of the Jews that were there, who they were believing Jews, they were astonished as many as came with Peter because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God.
45节，那些奉割礼的就是犹太人，他们都是已经信耶稣的犹太人，他们是和彼得一起来的。他们见圣灵的恩赐也浇在外邦人身上，就都稀奇，因为听见他们说方言，称赞神为大。
Now there were no tongues of fire, and there's no rushing mighty wind.But the evidence was that they began to speak in tongues, which was the sign that they had received the Holy Spirit.
当然那一天呢没有刮像五旬节那样刮大风也没有舌头如火焰，但是呢他们都开始说方言了，这就是一个圣灵降给他们的一个记号。
So that was the proof to the Jew that God had included the Gentiles in the gospel. The kingdom of heaven was opened to the Jew on the day of Pentecost, to the Gentile in the house of Cornelius.
所以这个圣灵降下来的是目的是给犹太人一个证据，就是外邦人也包括在福音当中。所以在五旬节那一天呢，是第一把钥匙打开给犹太人，让他们进到天国里来。在哥尼流家里呢，是第二把钥匙打开，让外邦人也进到天国里来。
And so they were baptized in afterwards, after they received the Holy Spirit.
然后他们受了圣灵以后呢，就受了水洗，就是先受圣灵，再受了水洗。
And this is the pattern that is set for this age, is what we see in the house of Cornelius.
所以在哥尼流家所建立的这个模板呢，也是我们今天使用的。
The Holy Spirit draws the sinner, the sinner hears the word and believes, and they receive the Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵吸引罪人，罪人听见了福音，他相信了，然后他就接受了圣灵。
And then they're baptized.
然后他们再接受水洗。
And
so这样一个模式。
That wall had been broken down.
所以那一天呢，这个犹太人和外邦人之间的高墙就被拆除了。
Now notice it, the Spirit fell upon them. It didn't say they were baptized with the Holy Spirit. The Spirit came upon them, the same as a Spirit will come upon any believer today who trusts the Lord Jesus.
所以我们看到这里面只说圣灵降在他们的身上，没有说他们受圣灵的洗。他们那天圣灵临到他们，就跟今天我们每一个信主的人圣灵也进到我们中间是一样的。
So upon receiving the word, the individual believer after Pentecost is sealed by the Holy Spirit and received into the body of Christ.
所以在五旬节以后，每一个听信了福音的人圣灵就进到他的里面，就给他印上印，他也进入了基督的身体。
And that day, the Jews recognized that the Gentiles too had been received into Christ.
所以在那一天呢，犹太人意识到外邦人也被接纳到基督里面来了。
Now, later on in chapter 15, there was a question.
在后面的十五章呢有一个问题。
It was at the Jerusalem Council.
这个是耶路撒冷会议。
And what happened there was they were wondering, the council were Jews, and they were wondering what they might do with these Gentile believers, because now Gentile believers were trusting Christ all over the world. Should they be circumcised was the big question.
所以那个会议讨论的是什么问题？那个会议是在耶路撒冷的信主的犹太人开的，因为那个时候外邦人已经外邦的信徒已经遍布全地了。他们在讨论的一个问题是他们要不要受割礼。
So Peter gets up and he explains what took place there in the house of Cornelius in verse.
彼得就站起来呢，重新把在哥尼流家发生的事情又重复了一遍。
Verse 7, we read, and when there had been much dispute, Peter rose up and said to them, men and brethren, you know that a good while ago God chose among us that by my mouth the Gentiles should hear the word of the gospel and believe. So God who knows the heart acknowledged them by giving them the Holy Spirit just as he did to us, and made no distinction between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith.
从第七节开始，辩论已经多了，彼得就起来说，诸位弟兄，你们知道神早已在你们中间拣选了我，叫外邦人从我口中得听福音之道，而且相信，知道人心的神也为他们做了见证，赐圣灵给他们，正如给我们一样，又借着信洁净了他们的心，并不分他们我们。
So that middle wall, that wall that had separated the Jew from the Gentile is broken down in Christ, in the church. Now notice, if you turn over to Ephesians chapter 2.
所以呢，隔在犹太人和外邦人中间这个墙呢，已经拆除了，在基督里，在教会里，是犹太人、外邦人是没有差别的。我们现在看以弗所书二章。
In verse 14. Paul is writing to the Ephesians who are a Gentile church.
这封信呢是保罗写给以弗所教会的，他们是一个外邦人的教会。
It says, for he himself is our peace, who has made both, that is Jew and Gentile, made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of separation.And having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is, the law of commandments contained in the ordinances, all, that is, all those ceremonial laws, he's abolished, broken them down.
14节，因他使我们和睦，将两下就是犹太人和外邦人合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙，并且以自己的身体废掉冤仇。这个冤仇呢，就是由于原来那些仪式上的律法所造成的，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下接着自己造成一个新人。
And he continues, he does that so that he creates in himself, notice in himself, one new man from the two, and thus making peace.
为要将两下接着自己，就是在他自己里面造成了一个新人。如此便成就了和睦。
And then he goes on there in verse 16 that he might reconcile them both, Jew and Gentile, in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity that was between the Jew and the Gentile.
既在十字架上灭了冤仇，这冤仇就是原来犹太人和外邦人之间的仇恨，便借这十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。
And that chapter could be studied further to get some more light on that truth.
我们在研读以弗所书二章这一段的时候呢，就可以在这个就是犹太人和外邦人的墙隔断这一点上得到更多的真理的亮光。
So therefore, what we see on the day of Pentecost and in the house of Cornelius, we see the church body, Jew and Gentile. The baptism of the body was there at Pentecost. The Gentiles were added into that body when they believed as a group.
所以我们可以在 使徒行传的二章和十章看到外邦人和犹太人都一起加到了耶稣的身体里面，先是在五旬节是犹太人进到了这个教会，就是基督的身体里面，然后在哥尼流家里面这外邦人也加入了进来。
There's only one body, one baptism, many believers, many sealings.
所以我们有只有一次受洗，就是受圣灵的洗，一个身体，但是有很多的信徒，所以有很多次被圣灵印上印。
Now we have two other groups that receive the Holy Spirit in the book of Acts, and we want to look at them very briefly.
我们在使徒行传还记载了两次另外两组人受圣灵的洗，不受圣灵，是受圣灵。我们简要的看一下。
The Samaritans and the disciples of John the Baptist.
一群呢是撒玛利亚人呢，一群是施洗约翰的门徒。
There are no more Samaritans.
今天没有撒玛利亚人了。
And there are no more disciples of John the Baptist.
那今天也没有施洗约翰的门徒了。
So what happened there on those two instances are unique, and they're special cases.
所以这两个事件呢非常独特，是很特殊的事件。
But they have no relation to the believer today.
那跟我们今天的信徒呢没有什么直接的关系了。
But let's look first of all in Acts chapter 8 and look at the Holy Spirit coming down on the Samaritans.
但是我们还是先看一下，我们看先看那八章圣灵是怎么降在撒玛利亚人的身上的。使徒行传八章。
There was a long time hatred of the Jews and the Samaritans.
撒玛利亚人和犹太人的仇恨也由来已久了。
Now, with the Gentiles, the Jews wouldn't eat and have any close close relationship with them.
犹太人和外邦人呢是不能一起吃饭，也不会有很紧密的关系的，社交关系的。
But they had dealings with them.
但是还是要跟他们有来往。
But with the Samaritans, they had no dealings whatsoever.
但是他们和撒玛利亚人呢，就根本一点来往都没有。
We read that in John chapter 4 verse 9 with a woman at the well. She said, "Why are you asking me for a drink of water? Because the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans."
因为我们在约翰福音四章里面那个撒玛利亚妇人在井边那个妇人，我们看到她问耶稣，她说你是个犹太人，怎么问我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水呢？就是连要水这件事情都不可能发生，因为他们完全没有来往。
Very quickly, I'll go over the history that goes way back to 2 Kings chapter 17, and you can read that chapter for yourself. I'll just give you a brief overview.
我们简短的讲一下撒玛利亚人的这个历史，这可以追溯到那个列王记下的十七章，大家可以回去自己读一下这一章。
You remember that the kingdom split in two after Solomon's death.
大家都记得在所罗门死了以后呢，以色列国就分裂成了南北两国。
There was Judah in the southern kingdom.
南面是犹太国。
Judah and Benjamin. And in the northern kingdom,there was the ten tribes of the northern kingdom with its capital at Samaria.
南国呢就是犹大支派和便雅悯支派组成的，北国呢是其余的十个支派，他们的首都呢是撒玛利亚市。
The northern kingdom was taken captive because of their idolatry by the Assyrians.
他们北国是因为拜偶像的结果就被亚述人掳走了。
And all the people were taken out of that land.
所有的人都被掳离开了这片土地。
And they were replaced by foreigners coming from foreign lands to come into Samaria and into the northern kingdom.
取而代之呢，是从别的外国呢移居了一些民到这片土地来，就是北国的土地上。
And when they moved into that land, they found that there's wild animals were killing a lot of people. And so they decided they would ask the king of Assyria, why is this? And the king of Assyria sent them a priest to teach them about the gods of Israel, or the God of Israel.
但他们搬过来以后呢，就有很多的野兽吃了他们好多的人，然后他们就问亚述国的国王该怎么办，亚述国的国王呢就派祭司给他们，教他们怎么样去敬拜以色列的神。
So they sacrificed to Jehovah and they also sacrificed to their idols.
所以他们一边向耶和华献祭呢，也一边向他们自己的偶像，他们自己的神献祭。
They were the enemies of God's people, however.
他们其实是属神的子民，以色列民的敌人。
And when they wanted to help the Jews rebuild their temple in the days of Ezra, Ezra wouldn't let them join rebuilding the temple.
在以斯拉重建圣殿的时候呢，他们想要帮助以斯拉犹太人建立圣殿，以斯拉都拒绝了他们。
So they later they gave up their idolatry and they built their own temple.
后来呢，他们放弃了他们拜偶像的行为，他们建立了自己的圣殿。
On Mount Gerizim, which is there by the city of Samaria.
就是在撒玛利亚市的一个山上建了他们自己的。
The Jews destroyed it, however, or I forget if the Romans or the Jews destroyed that temple, but they still sacrificed in the days of the woman at the well. We sacrifice on this mountain, she says, pointing to Mount Gerizim.
后来呢，我忘了是罗马人还是犹太人把这个圣殿给毁了，但是。毁了以后呢，他们依然还是在这个山上敬拜，所以那个在井边的撒玛利亚妇人才会跟耶稣说，他说你们在耶路撒冷敬拜神，我们在这个山上敬拜神。在那个时候，直到那个时候，耶稣的时候，他们还是在那个山上敬拜。
So turn to Acts chapter 8.
我们翻到使徒行传的八章。
And we read there that in verse 5,
第五节
Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. And the multitudes with one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits crying out with a loud voice came out of many who were possessed, and many who were paralyzed and lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city.
腓力下撒玛利亚城去宣讲基督。众人听见了，又看见腓力所行的神迹，就同心合意地听从他的话，因为有许多人被污鬼附着，那些鬼大声呼叫，从他们身上出来，还有许多瘫痪的、瘸腿的都得了医治，在那城里就大有欢喜。
Now they had received the word of God. Why didn't they receive the Holy Spirit?
他们接受了神的话，但他为什么没有接受圣灵呢？
Well,The Samaritans had rejected Jerusalem as the center of worship.
因为他们拒绝承认耶路撒冷是敬拜神的中心。
It was Jerusalem where the Lord dwelt. It was the city of the king.
但是耶路撒冷是神的居所，是王的所在。
They'd also rejected all the prophets.And the writings, the only thing they accepted of the Old Testament was the first five books of Moses.
而且他们也拒绝承认先知书和一切其他的这个旧约圣经的部分，他们只承认旧约的前五卷书，就是摩西五经，其他的都不承认。
See, salvation was of the Jews, the Lord Jesus told the woman at the well.
耶稣在井边对那个妇人说，他说救恩是从犹太人出来的。
The gospel is promised in the Old Testament and fulfilled in the New. But the Samaritans had rejected most of the Old Testament.
而且这个 救恩呢是在旧约里面预言的，但是撒玛利亚人呢是拒绝相信旧约的预言的。
Now, if not only that, but they would have rejected the apostles as well because they were all Jews.
不仅如此，他们还拒绝相信使徒，因为使徒们都是犹太人。
What they had to do then, there is a danger that there would be a different kind of Christianity, a Samaritan Christianity and a Jewish Christianity.
所以这里面呢就隐藏着一个危险，就是很可能会有两个基督信仰，一个是犹太人的基督信仰，一个是撒玛利亚人的基督信仰。
So we read there in verse 14, Now when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them, two of the apostles. And when they had come down, they prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. And for as yet, he had fallen upon none of them. They'd only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid hands on them. And they received the Holy Spirit.
14节开始，使徒在耶路撒冷听见撒玛利亚人领受了神的道，就打发彼得、约翰这两位使徒往他们那里去。两个人到了，就为他们祷告，叫他们受圣灵，因为圣灵还没有降在他们一个人身上。他们只奉主耶稣的名受了洗，于是使徒就按手在他们身上，他们就受了圣灵。
That had the effect too. First of all, they had to submit to the apostles who were Jews, so that they realized that salvation was of the Jews, from the Jews.
所以呢，这件事情有两个效果，一个呢是他们表示他们顺服了使徒。也表示他们就接受了救恩是从犹太人出来的这个事实。
And the laying on of hands also identified the apostles with the Samaritans, that they were one.
然后这个按手这个动作呢，也表明使徒和撒玛利亚人他们都在主里面合为一了。
And then they received the Holy Spirit. They weren't baptized, it doesn't say. They received the Holy Spirit then.
所以这个时候呢，他们就在这两个前提下，他们就受了圣灵。
So they submitted to the authority of the apostles, so that they were then admitted into the body of Christ.
所以他们之前虽然受了洗，但他们这个时候才受了圣灵，因为他们顺从了，接受了使徒的权柄，他们也就进了同样的一个基督的身体里面。
Now the last group that received the Holy Spirit, they're a special case again. They were, Acts chapter 19, they were John the Baptist's disciples.
最后一群受圣灵的一群人呢，也是一个特殊的案例。他们是一群施洗约翰的门徒，是在使徒行传的19章。
They were probably disciples of Apollos who only knew the baptism of John as well.
他们可能是那个亚波罗的门徒，因为亚波罗当时他只听过施洗约翰的道。
And so we read in verse 1, And it happened while Apollos was at Corinth, that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus. And finding some disciples, he said to them, Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?
19节的一章，亚波罗在哥林多的时候，保罗经过了上边一带地方，就来到以弗所，在那里遇见几个门徒，问他们说，你们信的时候受了圣灵没有？
Well, of course, they said to him, we haven't heard so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit.
他们回答说没有，也未曾听见有圣灵赐下来。
Well, he said, what were you baptized then?
然后保罗就说，那你们受的是什么洗啊？
He said, John's baptism.
他们说是约翰的洗。
Then Paul said in verse 4, John indeed baptized with a baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him, that is on Christ Jesus.
保罗就说，约翰所行的是悔改的洗，告诉百姓当信，那在他以后要来的就是耶稣。
And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied.
他们听见这话就奉主耶稣的名受洗了，保罗就按手在他们的头上，圣灵并降在他们身上。
They were deficient in knowledge. And their experience. They were waiting for the Messiah to come.
所以他们在知识上呢，和经历上都是有缺陷的，他们还在等那个弥赛亚的来。
They didn't, somehow the truth had passed by them. They didn't know that Christ had come, had been crucified, and had risen again from the dead. That news had not reached them yet.
他们还不知道基督已经来了，而且都已经死了，埋葬了，而且都从死里复活了，所以这些消息呢，还没有传到他们那里。
There's two steps to salvation.
所以救恩呢，有两个步骤。
Repentance toward God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
第一个呢，是向神悔改，第二个呢，是在基督里的信心。
We read that in Acts chapter 20, verse 21.
我们是在使徒行传的20章的21节里面读到。
That is, a turning to God from idols, that's repentance toward God. That's one thing, they had that, that's all they had.
所以第一件事呢，要向神悔改，就是转向神，这个他们已经做了。They were
stuck in a no man's land, in a vacuum.
他停在空中了，停在当中有空白的地方了。But
they didn't yet have faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是他们还没有信靠主耶稣基督。
But as soon as they heard the word, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. In other words, they had believed, they had faith in the Lord Jesus, and they were baptized in that name, and then they got received the Holy Spirit.
但是当他们听到保罗的信息以后呢，他们就相信了，他们就信靠了耶稣基督，然后这时候他们就领受了圣灵了。And
they... There were 12 of them. It says they probably became the nucleus of the assembly at Ephesus.
这里面提到他们当时一共有12个人，很可能这12个人呢，就是以弗所教会的最初一批信徒。So
the four comings of the Holy Spirit in the book of Acts, you can break them really into two.
所以在使徒行传里记载的四次圣灵降下的事件呢，我们可以把它分成两大类。
Pentecost, the first phase.
首先就是第一阶段，就是五旬节这一次。
They were Jews.
都是犹太人。
The second phase was the Gentiles.
第二阶段呢，就是外邦人。
And how they received the Holy Spirit is the same way we receive the Holy Spirit today.
他们是怎么接受圣灵的，我们今天也是怎么接受圣灵的。
The other two instances are special cases, and we don't have anything like that today.
然后另外两个事件呢，是很独特的事件，我们今天再也不会有这样的事情发生了。There's
just Jew and Gentile in the world today.
因为今天的世界只有犹太人和外邦人两类人。Actually,
there's three classes of people in the world today, we read in Galatians.
实际上我们在加拉太书里面提到今天的世界有三群人。
Well, there's the Jew and there's the Gentile and then there's the combination of two in Christ called the Church of the Living God.
一类呢是犹太人，一类呢是外邦人，还有一类呢就是从这两类里面呢出来的信主的人，他们合起来成为教会。
Next week, Lord willing, we want to look at the filling of the Spirit. First of all, in preparation from that, we're going to look at the term, the fullness of the Spirit, before we look at the filling of the Spirit, an important distinction.
Fullness.
The fullness of the Spirit.
What's the meaning of fullness of spirit?
Fullness, to be completely, the spirit is complete in us.
Oh, okay. Oh, understand. Got it. 若主许可呢，我们下周呢要讲圣灵的充满。圣灵的充讲圣灵的充满之前呢，我们有一个重要的概念先要讲清楚，就是圣灵在我们里面是完全的。
Do we have any questions? We might have to answer them next week, but if you have questions, we're very happy to try and answer your questions. Maybe something was not clear tonight. You might ask the question and maybe we can clarify it for you.
看看大家有没有什么问题，对今天讲的内容有没有什么不清楚的，我们可以再解释一下，再澄清一下。也可以把问题留在下个星期啊。
You are all very good students tonight.
今天晚上大家都是非常好的学生。
The Lord bless every one of you. And we're going to ask Mr. Summers if he will please just close us with a word of prayer.
愿主祝福大家，我们先请 Harold 给大家做一个结束的祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you again this evening for the truth of God and for the Holy Spirit of God.
主啊，我们今天晚上要再次的为您的真理和圣灵感谢你。
And Lord, we're overwhelmed when we realize that the Holy Spirit of God has been given to all of us who believe, and therefore those of us who do believe, we have the Spirit of God. It's a wonderful thing.
对我们特别惊奇的意识到，对所有信的人，圣灵都赐给我们了，所以我们每一个人都是有圣灵的人。
And we give thanks for that, Lord.
我们为此感谢您。
And there's a sense in which, we're all Gentiles and we thrill that the Holy Spirit of God was given to Cornelius and has been given to all Gentiles, non-Jewish people who believe. We're so thankful.
因为我们都是犹太人，所以我们也特别感谢，您把圣灵赐给哥尼流和一切像我们这样的信靠主的外邦人。
And Lord, since we've been given the Holy Spirit, we have been called to a holy life. And we pray that each one of us will say, yes, I want to live a holy life so that the Holy Spirit can be satisfied living in me.
因为您把圣灵赐给了我们，所以我们每个人都是有一个圣洁生命的人。主啊，愿我们每个人都心里说，主啊，我愿意过一个圣洁的生活，因此能够证明圣灵是住在我里面的。
And Lord, we're thankful that we have been baptized in the Holy Spirit. We would also pray that as we will learn next week, we might be filled with the Holy Spirit. We want to make sure that we get full benefit from this marvelous blessing.
主啊，我们感恩我们都受了圣灵的洗，我们从下周开始也要学习怎么能够被圣灵充满。我们希望能够得着这全备的祝福。
And so Lord, we give thanks and we just commit ourselves to you for the week that lies ahead and we're looking forward to the blessing of God next Friday night as well.
主啊，我们感谢您，我们也把未来的一周交在您的手上，求您下个星期五继续教导我们。
Bless us, we pray, and we give thanks in Jesus' name.
求您祝福我们，我们这样的感恩是奉耶稣基督的名。阿们。
Amen. Amen.